Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome back in our lounge. Oh my goodness, welcome back to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it feels so good to be back in our safe zone. I have to tell you, I am so excited to be in here with you all and to be bringing forth another dynamic season and conversation. I have to tell you all something. I did not know that taking a little summer break would be, like, so long. I felt like we were gone forever. It was only 2 months, but I mean, seriously, we have really been doing some things in this 2 months' time. I appreciate you all showing up for the lives, the pop-up shows that we did. We thank our guests that have been on the pop-up show. We love that we got to talk to April, the loveologist, who is an interracial dating coach, and then Jeff Moffitt. Oh, my goodness. You know, that episode, he was just, everything. A guest that you really want, and then he has also agreed to come back on for part two on this season. This is going to be good, Whispers. You know, I always got you. So look, you know, I'm ready to have you join the conversation. So please make sure you call in at 516-595-8091. Again, the number is 516-595-8091. And you know, Blog Talk Radio still has our back. They have a live chat box that they have put into each and every episode. And let me tell you, your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. So if you want to leave a comment, you have a question, or you want me to repeat, or maybe I need to just go a little deeper on it, drop it in the chat box, because you know I love, love, love to monitor it. Also, we don't have our private Zoom room up today because this is our grand opening of season four, and it's all about you and I being in this space and place together and tapping deep on our conversations. You know, I love that we have our cocktails and our mocktails, and I know all of you all are sad that we don't have Dustin with us this season, but that's okay because guess what? Dustin has taken care of us that will take us through partly almost all of season four with the new recipes that he's left for us, because he is helping us also find a new mixologist because he has gotten such a wonderful promotion at the casino here in Philadelphia. We are so proud of him and we just wish him continued success in everything. Dustin, I know you're listening because you already sent me a message. We miss you, we love you, and appreciate everything that you have done for our newsletter, as well as giving us the cocktail mocktails that are always using our ocean spray drink combinations. Oh, so good. Thank you. So make sure that you click the live link in the description box and subscribe to the Whispers Exchange, because you know our newsletter is fire, total fuego. So look, Whispers, you know, all season we were all moving towards that growth mindset. So, you know, I always tell you before we get into our discussion, we have to get a clear meaning and definition we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to dial myself down because my excitement is so high, I got to try to focus back in here again. So, you know, don't forget, you can call in at 516-595-8091. So today's discussion is on how to control your thoughts. I know that's like, wow. So we're going to get the meaning and the understanding of thoughts. So the word thoughts mean an idea or opinion produced by thinking or occurring suddenly in the mind. Let me give it to you again. Thoughts mean an idea or opinion produced by thinking or occurring suddenly in the mind. So as I stated in the beginning, we have been on a journey all last season that we were going to be moving forward into our growth mindset. And so that was such a beautiful journey into our growth. And I'm so happy about all of the great feedback and how you all have moved forward on that, even implementing certain elements and coming back and picking up your master keys in the discussions that we had. I cannot begin to tell you how excited I was when I started receiving all your messages over the summer. See, this season, I want us to really start to live a happier life. And the first part of this journey starts with our thoughts. I know. I said you guys are probably going to be like, oh, wow, here we go. So, you know, I'm always about that we're in that progression and we're always moving forward. So, Whisperers, thoughts can be our worst friends. Everyone has had a moment that our worst friend likes to show their face and show up. And when their mind has a mind of its own, it's so hard to kind of tap in and focus. But taking control of your thoughts can make you happier. Let me repeat that because it's true. Taking control of your thoughts can make you happier and less stressed and better equipped to solve problems or even attain your goals. I know. I think when I was thinking about this episode and coming back in here into our safe zone, and where did I want to go for our journey? I thought this was kind of that next marker. Because even if you think about how we were talking over the summer and different things that we were bringing into the conversation, it all was lining up to bring us to this point and this juncture in our lives. And even like when we get to have Jeff back onto the show, with him tapping into that essence of being enough, how it opened him up to being and living a happier life. So that's why I wanted to really come in and start to prime us so we can be ready to move on in our journey and in our growth. Because so many people don't realize that for us to continue to have a growth mindset, there's certain elements that must be there so we can tap into a deeper sense of it. See, Whisperers, I told you, element in every tink and chink that we go along in our circle, all will kind of connect. Even though we may have a few little ruffles, it all brings us to where we need to go. So with that being said, when we are living a happier life, we're less stressed, we're better equipped to solve problems, we're better equipped to reach our goals, and we're better equipped to be kind of that conduit between people. You know, it's funny. While we were on hiatus, I had some great discussions and met so many wonderful individuals. And many of them all want to know how or what they could do to control the thoughts that run through their minds on a constant basis and keep them awake even, where they lose sleep over it and cause them to lose hours of time even during their work day. Because they're so preoccupied with the thoughts that are running through their mind constantly. And I just knew that I had to bring this together to be able to pivot us in a way that could connect, that people could understand it. So your mind is the most powerful tool you have. Your mind is the most powerful tool you have. Your mind is more specifically, instead of your mind, let's say it this way, your thoughts are more specifically affects your perception and therefore your interpretation of reality. And you know, on average, we think about 70,000 thoughts a day. 70,000 thoughts a day. And research also shows that 80%. Now, listen to this. This is going to blow your mind. And wait till this comes into your mind, because now that you're going to be thinking on this. 80% of those thoughts are negative. 80% of those are negative, which is about 56,000. That leaves us about 14,000 thoughts to pivot and set our mindset into a positive. So we got about 14,000 that we get to use to pivot our mindset, change it, and to redirect where we're going to go. Isn't that crazy? I know. Like, I was like, oh, my goodness. I think it's time to take your power back. You know, like, sometimes when we think about these different things and we think about it on this aspects of, like, this grand scale of what research shows, it's time for us to take the power and take that control back. And it's time that we start to focus on what is necessary for us to move in a different direction and dynamic. Oh, my goodness, Whisperers, it is good to be back home. Woo! See, we have to choose. Now, notice the words that I use, because I tell you, I put words in here for reasons, and I want them to resonate with you, and I want them to vibrate at a different decimal. So please listen to the words that I choose. See, we have to choose to be the person who is actively, consciously thinking and controlling our thought processes. So it requires action on our part. It requires that we are doing on our part. I know many people don't understand why this may or may not be important, but when we change our thoughts, you will change your feelings as well, and you will also eliminate the triggers that set off those feelings and that negativity that rides with you. We can choose. You may recall the powerful discussion we had on the power of self-talk. Now, remember that discussion? It was so motivating, and it really tapped into a deeper quality. And even over the summer, I have really kind of peeled this back. I've given it on to LinkedIn Live, and I did a LinkedIn audio. It was so exciting to come into LinkedIn and be able to give forth and birth a beautiful discussion over there, and to bring different elements into that space that could help other entrepreneurs, other business owners, and even those that are looking for work to pivot their mindset. So in that discussion on the power of self-talk, I had stated that when we harness this power, it has the ability to shift and change the way that we think on things and the way we allow things to impact us, and how we as people take control of the things that we place into our subconscious. See, because that subconscious is powerful. That subconscious rolls around here and it pulls up stuff that you wouldn't even believe that was in there, but it does. So that's why we have to make a choice, and we have to understand how to harness this power and controlling the thoughts that may bring us down or pull us away or keep us entangled in different elements. You know, I have so much that I want to tell you in this part, but you know what? We have a little something from our sponsor. So after this word from our sponsor, we'll get right into it, because you know I love to always make sure that you get your master keys. So here's a word from our sponsor.
We all know that life can get a little overwhelming sometimes. You have so many things going on at once, it's hard to keep track. La Paz Image Consultants, a full-service luxury international agency, will help you embrace your life, family, career, and wardrobe. Visit www.lapazimageconsultant.com to book your free consultation.
Oh, my goodness. thank you, La Paz, for being our sponsor. You know, that is the parent company of Whispers in a Bottle, so it's wonderful to have them as our sponsors as well. So I think we should get right back into our discussion, because when we left off, I was telling you with regards to harnessing the power of self-talk. And see, when we are controlling our thoughts, it's simply rephrasing the way we speak into ourselves. See, meaning we can go from I never to a I am. See, I am statements help in rewiring our brains. I am statements help in building self-esteem and change negative behaviors. See, Whispers, there are also three areas that our thought processes can also fall into. Three. So I'm going to give you the three, and we're going to go through it just a little bit and then take it from there. And we're going to build upon this. So the three processes that we have to try to get in control of, or maybe take a little more control of, is this. The first one is rumination. Rumination. That's a deep or considered thought about something. It's deep. It kind of starts to sit and kind of marinate in there. And many times we allow ourselves to fall into the practice of giving those thoughts too much of our time. They ruminate. They get to marinate in there and season up really well, so this way they can poison every aspect of it, and it can go launch back in that subconscious, so it can just go in there and just ferment. And so we have to be careful. And then the second one is that cognitive bias. Even when you say that, it's kind of like, ugh. Which can affect your decision-making skills, limit your problem-solving abilities, hamper your career successes, hamper your relationship successes. And when we are in this space and place, it doesn't allow us to use clear rationale. And when we're faced with elements in our life, we are being triggered by these thoughts. So that's a cognitive bias. Oof. And the third aspect is this: having a fixed pessimistic outlook. A fixed pessimistic outlook. Wow. See, when thoughts are triggered from this part of our brains, they can cause so much, but not just stress that it's in the body. It can cause mental, physical, emotional stress. It has that ability to elevate your anxiety levels and lower your resilience to cope. That's fixed pessimistic outlook. So the three that we want to avoid is that rumination, cognitive bias, and that fixed pessimistic outlook. I tell you all, if you need to pin mark the episode, please do that. Come back and listen to it, because there's things that maybe we need to reprocess and hear again. And don't forget, if this isn't something that you struggle with, make sure you share it with someone that may have this issue, or maybe finding it difficult to harness that power of self-talk, or even having a difficulty in channeling their thoughts in a positive direction. See, how are your associates vibrating? See, your network is your net worth, and is it vibrating at the decimal that you need it to, or is it? So every so often, do certain little things to help us to bring things back into order. So with that being said, it means for us not to allow those thoughts to get the best of us. We need a few coping mechanisms to, like, prevent us from giving up or breaking down. So what is that going to do for us? How do we do this? And what are some of the master keys that that we can use to prevent and change the way that our thoughts are either empowering or tearing us down? So, you know, I always like to give you master keys. So get your proverbial keychains out, because we're really going to really dive into this. And I'm going to give you three master keys on this discussion today. And so the first key that I'm going to give you is this. We have to have mindfulness. See, the philosophy observes and acknowledges negative thoughts and helps you recognize them without succumbing to their destructive nature. See, that's what mindfulness helps us to do. And when we place ourselves in that place and that space of mindfulness, it allows us to rephrase the way that we are speaking into ourselves. It's so funny, because you would think, like, because we are the most valuable asset that we have, which is ourselves, it's so many times that we don't see that at all. And so in turn, it's easy for us to kind of start to tear ourselves down or speak into ourselves harshly or be hypercritical over ourselves. But see, when we have mindfulness, it doesn't allow us to do that. It doesn't allow us to move in that kind of space and place. Mindfulness gives us the ability to have that self-compassion. Did you all forget about that while I was away? Because if you did, don't worry. I'm going to bring it right back to you. See, this season is all about your happiness. And so we're going to learn a lot of different elements. And I'm going to sit down and I'm going to actually open up a full discussion for you on that self-compassion and why it's necessary. Because many of you all still have not gotten that element down, so you can have mindfulness. See, meaning your negative thoughts, you say, my life is crazy and it will never get better. But instead, we want to acknowledge there are elements that need to change, of course, and that we have to place better things in our lives so they don't become the dysfunctionality of a reality show that we did not want to take part in. Because, see, our lives don't need to be these reality shows that have the dysfunction. They're fighting, they're breaking, they're this. Ugh, you hear it. See, with mindfulness, it glides in differently. And it has to sit in a place, in a space that is not so uncomfortable and just confining. See, Whisperers, I love when we get to really build on this kind of discussion. See, when we acknowledge negative thoughts, like when we realize that we're doing that and we say, hey, wait a minute, wait, what are you doing? Your life is not horrible. Not every element of your life is horrible. We have X, Y, and Z that is pretty good here, and we are doing great things. And we are accomplishing things, and we are changing and pivoting things. It's almost like we and proverbially pop the bubble. And it's like that quick automatically allows us to move on to something more productive and more meaningful and more fulfilling, what mindfulness is. See, that master key is the master of all the keys. But see, it has its other components that come in behind it to help to build and strengthen it and even give you now those other keys that go through different chambers that allow you to open up the corridors and hallways of your mind and heart. So the second key that I'm going to give you is this. It's the N-T-O-O. Yeah, you heard that. It's N like Nancy, T like Thomas, O like octopus, O like octopus, meaning you're not the only one. I know you wasn't ready for that one, but that's true. You're not the only one. Only person that's struggling to maintain and keep your thoughts from running amok and running off the rails, being negative, and just kind of dooming you. You're not the only one. So you don't get to wear that badge, and you don't get to say, oh, I'm the only one that struggles with this. You're not. Because like I told you, over the summer, I've been gone from you for 2 months. We've done some pop-up shows. We've been together in the spaces and places on Clubhouse. We've been together in the spaces and places, even with regards to Instagram and even YouTube. I could think of it for a second there. We've been to these different places. And so you know with these discussions that I've had that there's been so many others that have faced this. I know that it seems like you are the only one because sometimes that's how it is. You seem to be like the only one that's going through trials and tribulations. But that isn't the case at all. And when we can realistically see that we aren't the sole heir to a certain thing, it helps us to reframe and move our perspective. Ooh, perspective. It just helps us to get clarity. And it allows ourselves to understand that we aren't always the only one. That maybe we need to sit back, step back, and see where it is that we are having different fluctuations and different things that have been placed or being dropped into our space and place that it's now taking up our mind and everything. So we have to be conscious of that. And then we have our third master key. That third master key is self-talk. Self-talk. See, Whisperers, you know, we had to get to the ultimate master key too. And it's funny because in that discussion on the power of self-talk, we really kind of laid in there and we really started to focus, like laser focus on things that were keeping us from having that power of self-talk. We got to recognize and understand and put our finger on that pulse. And sometimes when we take a little break or we go off for our summer break or our little hiatus, we forget certain elements, so we have to go back, listen to them so they can fortify us. Because, see, a lot of times with self-talk, it requires for you to really speak life into you. And that can be very difficult at times. And it can be challenging at times. Understand that we speak into ourselves whatever will either make us rise or we speak into ourselves that can crumble us like paper. How will you speak to yourself? I shared with you during that discussion that we must harness. And I tell you that word, want you to notice what it is. And I don't know how many of you have taken the time to really go and investigate what that means. So today I'm going to tell you. A harness are a set of straps and a fitting that's fastened on that allows you to control an animal. And see, and when we harness the power of self-talk, we strap it onto ourselves and we get to be able to harness and control
the way, the tempo, the function, the words, the senses that come from it. Woo! Did you feel it? Did it impact you and hit you like electricity right then and there? See, that's the power of when we harness self-talk. It's dynamic. We could take control of what is being in our lives, even via our subconscious. Ooh, I bet you weren't ready for that one. See, when we harness the power of self-talk, we don't poison ourselves, we need ourselves. So in turn, it starts to uproot, take away, and remove the elements that poison us. See, it's that powerful. It's that dynamic. And I know many of you follow the parent company of Whisper in a Bottle, Pause Imaging. And I have wrote a powerful post and asked a question on there first of, who are you? Because, see, when we have that power of self-talk, sometimes we need to ask ourselves these dynamic questions like, who are you? Allowing you to sit in a place and space and start to think about how we vibrate. And then that following week, I followed up with another powerful post. It was an I am statement. Do you know your I am statement? And if you didn't see that, I want you to go visit my page on La Paz Imaging. That's LAPAZIMAGEING. And there's a link even in the description box that you can click on and go visit the parent company page to see that post. Because the I am statements are powerful. They can either shift your mindset, they can take you to different places and spaces and elements and different things that move us in a certain way. I always encourage you all to follow what I'm putting there, what I'm placing there, because everything that I do and everything that I say, it aligns with the message and this season of where we're going in this season. I hope you all are ready. I hope you all are ready, because by far I am. I've had this time off to really start to build upon all the different elements that we need to do and what we have to bring forward. We're even going to discuss a book that we're going to bring into this whole thing that we're moving towards living happier lives. And we're going to even talk about how we are going to remove elements that are keeping us from being happy in our lives, because that's an important fact right there. There's certain things that keep us from being happy, and we have to acknowledge it. We have to be willing to acknowledge it. You know, Whisperers, I'm always happy to be back in our safe zone, and I can't begin to tell you all how much I have grown as a person, as a therapist, as a host, as a speaker over this summer. I've had a lot of time to really tap into a deeper element of self, working and refining on things, myself even, because we are all growing constantly. If you say you're not, then guess what? You really need to sit and do some self-examination, because we are never going to be where we should be, because we're always trying to make sure that we refine ourselves to be better for ourselves. And I'm going to be sharing so much with you all for this season. And I want to take the opportunity to tell you all about the journey we're going to do in this season. We're going to keep building our mindset. But this season, we're going to be living happier lives. And how are we going to do this? And even the publication, as I stated, that we're going to do, that we're going to take a journey with. Because sometimes we have to have tools. For us to have success, we have to have tools. So you're going to get a lot in here. And I can't begin to tell you how much I'm so grateful to say that I'm your host and that we are here together and we've connected. You all have been so endearing and just so kind, and I appreciate you so much. And, you know, you'll see that starting our next episode, a link in our bio for you to send in your ideas for show topics. If you have questions, if you want to write letters, we're going to have a Dear Sonia segment that we've built out as well, because we have a lot of letters that have come in. We're going to have an episode that it's going to be just you all. If you call in and ask your questions live, we're going to be discussing your questions live. We have hopefully a panel discussion that's actually going to be taking place as well. So there's a lot of things that are going to be coming up in this season that I'm excited to really introduce you all to. And I really hope that you all are ready to really kind of come in and be a part of this. And listen, if you want to be in our private Zoom room, which next week, woohoo, our first private Zoom room of the new season will be next week, and we have a great group that's going to be in there next week. Don't forget, there's going to be a link next week for you to actually go and to be able to submit your request, and then you'll be in, we'll have someone be in touch with you, one of our booking agents, and they'll be able to put you all into the Zoom group, get your private Zoom link, and we're going to have a great time. So it's so good to be back in our home space. It's nice for us to connect. Remember that you can buy me, your host, the coffee now, which I'm so excited over that. I have to tell you, over the summer, someone bought me a coffee, and I just appreciated him so much doing that. And because I do, I love coffee. And so it's really nice to be able to do that. But it's kind of like a little gift to me, and it's like a surprise because when it notifies me, I get so excited over it. These little things that make me excited. See, these are the things that I want to talk about. These are the things that are going to keep us living a happier life, because we have to realize that there's some small elements that we need to do and still need to acknowledge, because there's so much we have to look forward to. And if you would like to be a guest on our show, and we would encourage you to listen to the show and make sure your discussion is in line with the theme and what we bring forward here and what I'm talking about in this amazing space. We don't have a show that we're going to be dealing on, you know, traumas or anything like that. We don't really do that here at Whispers in a Bottle, and we've received a lot of letters with regards to that. And so I just want you to know I am a lifestyle relationship counselor and a fashion psychologist educator, but literally I don't deal in trauma, and I prefer to keep it to the areas that I really work in. And so we just appreciate you reaching out to us and even feeling comfortable to share your story with me, and that I've got to answer your letter back, pour back into you. So please just understand that we would appreciate if you come in and listen to some of the episodes so you can really feel the vein and the conversations that we do speak about in here that I birth and that I give a lot of thought to. But if would like to be a guest and you feel that you can bring a topic that would really be such a value to our whispers, please feel free to email us at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. That's info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And you know what? We're actually going to be putting our guest link into next week's episode as well. So you're going to see a lot of changes. You're going to see some changes even into the Whispers Exchange, our newsletter. Make sure that you're subscribed to it. Share it with someone else, because we want more people to be impacted by the information that I'm sharing in here. And please help us to continue to grow Whispers. Please make sure that you are reviewing our show via Spotify, Apple, or right here on Blog Talk
Radio, because we really want to rank and we want to start really being in this running to really make an impact on the world. And even if you're on iTunes, we would love for you to review us over there as well. So it's a lot of things going on. Don't forget, my calendar is always on the link in the bio, that if you need to tap in, like to work with me, or if you're struggling in the journey that we're going to be taking with a happier life, you know calendar is there, and I would love to work with you. So, Whisperers, it is so good to be back in our safe zone to birth dynamic discussions again, taking a journey that is going to be so impactful and powerful. I hope you all are ready. I hope you got your notebooks. I hope you bring your cocktails, your mocktails, if you want to drink coffee, tea, whatever, as long as it's with me, I'd appreciate it. And with that being said, everyone, I hope you all have a great weekend. I hope you remain safe. And guess what? We got a new element to take us out. Check it out. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Larray, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.